SIPC.
Ever wonder how HVAC flat rate pricing works? Some companies charge one high fixed price for a repair, whether the job takes 30 minutes or 3 hours. You're paying the same either way. And sometimes warranty parts get overlooked because the flat rate price doesn't change. At Lee Heating and Cooling, we do it differently. We charge time and material. That means you only pay for the actual time on the job. And our service vehicles are GPS tracked, so the time on your invoice matches the time our technician was actually on site. No padded flat rates, no guesses, just honest work and accurate billing. Lee Heating and Cooling, serving Sheridan and the Bighorns.
Hi, this is Kayla Carr with Sheridan Honda. Are you road trip ready? Take advantage of our spring service special and get more for your money this travel season. Save $150 on our spring car care package that includes an oil change, engine and cabin air filters, new wiper blades, and a four-wheel alignment. Enjoy the freedom to get up and go with confidence all season at Sheridan Honda. Call or go online to schedule today at Sheridan Honda in Power Sports.
At Tales of the City, they offer a complete selection of premium dog and cat foods, treats, and supplements without the premium price. They carry Next Level, Nature's Logic, Fromm's, and even Tucker's raw food. They also carry Northwest Naturals, Ultra Joint, and Ultra Oil. And they personally vet the products they carry because they know your pet's nutrition is so important for them to thrive. While you're there, browse their nice selection of toys, leashes, and collars, and ask about their auto order options too.
Tales of the City, 218 West Burkett in Sheridan. Online at talesofthecitystores.com.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whitey.
Tuesday, April 28th. From the foot of the Bighorns in Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, we are joined by Sheridan Dog and Cat Shelter Operations Manager, Hannah Edwards, and Cat Lead, Sue Johnson. Good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
How are things over at the shelter, Hannah?
Right now, really good. Really good. We've had lots of adoptions so far for 2026.
Oh, wow.
We've had some room over the winter, so we've been able to get some animals in as transfers and stuff and, you know, getting filled up, but at our pace, which is really nice in order to accommodate all of them.
You and I in the past have talked about trends, the ebbs and flows of adoptions.
Yeah.
You've seen it firsthand. It's hard to try and put a reason, an explanation. I mean, I've looked everywhere that I could think to look, and nobody can nail down why you'll have a rush on the shelter.
Yeah.
But it happens.
It does. Yep.
What was, to your memory, the biggest rush on the shelter that you can remember?
Since I've been there?
Yeah.
It comes in phases with different things. You know, we'll have, I think the biggest rush, a serious rush that we had was hoarding cases where we've had, 15 to 18 animals brought in at once.
Wow.
When we're already completely full,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Things like that. Other than those serious cases, it just comes in waves where we'll have multiple surrenders throughout months at a time, or when the weather gets warmer, then there's stray cats and influx of stray dogs. When it's windy, storms, gates fly open, dogs get out, strays, you know, things like that. So it really just depends. It comes in waves.
When it comes to those hoarding cases,
mm-hmm.
first off, I'm not making any judgments on anybody because it's in many cases, it's linked to mental illnesses.
Right.
So when you get 15 to 20 animals in at one, I mean, that's one day. Holy cow.
Yes.
Sometimes I know you guys are struggling to find a place for just one. What do you do? I mean, when animals come in like that, many cases, they're neglected. They're pretty dirty. Is it just like, all hands on deck, everybody around the big Tupperware cases because we're going to make some improvised baths? I mean, what do you do?
Absolutely. That's exactly what we do. Sometimes we are warned, others we're not, whether warning is 20 minutes before we're going to get them type of situations. Oh, wow. But it is, it's an all hands on deck. We try to, whoever's bringing them in, try to see, okay, how many dogs are we getting in? How many cats? We've had, you know, reptiles be brought in during the hoarding cases, you know, and so it's just, it's very, very short-term planning, but we do. We improvise as much as we can, and everybody is involved in just getting them placed where they need to be cared for. If they are injured, then, you know, contacting our veterinarian and stuff like that and just going with the flow. It gets very tricky because hoarding cases, typically there's a pending, potentially a pending cruelty case, right? Court stuff and things like that. And so we don't legally own these animals. So there's only so much that we can do. You know, when it comes to serious health stuff with them, we're able to handle them immediately, right? Our number one thing is the care of the animals. And so we're able to treat them. But as it comes to finding placements for these animals, we can't do anything until we know what's going to happen to the court case.
And sometimes that can take quite a while.
It can, absolutely.
Months at a time.
Yes.
Who's the one that gives you the heads up? Is it Ed and Chris? Or is it just the PD health services? I mean, or all of them?
I think it just depends on what's going on, you know. So we don't have animal control on right now. And so anything that happens will come from the police. But in the past, with those cases, it did come from animal control.
Okay. How many dogs and cats are currently at the shelter right now?
So we have 100 animals total. For dogs, we have 32 dogs, 12 are which of they're available, and then 68 cats, which 46 of those are available.
You know, those are pretty low numbers. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Is that the majority from transfers or people, once again, rush in the shelter trying to get an animal for summer or spring?
I think that the ones that are not available currently, I would say that it's mostly transfers right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
When you think about transferring animals, so there, in a lot of cases, you know, you'll have an animal here for X amount of time and you're like, for some reason, people around here just don't want this type of dog or cat maybe. And then you kind of trade, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it always a straight trade, four dogs for four dogs or anything like that? No.
It just depends on our space. So if we are completely full, then, you know, that's what we'll do. We'll do a trade for trade, trying to see what other shelters that they've had those dogs or cats for a long period of time, not getting any interest. So we'll trade off on those. But recently we've had that room, and so we've been able to help other shelters that are full to just take them in without doing a trade to help them out.
So let me ask you, you know, for so long, having the shelter in here, it seemed like you guys were at max capacity for so long. What has changed?
That's a very good question. I think that I don't know. You know, I think that strays and surrenders have kind of dwindled a little. But we've also had a lot of adoptions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you guys been promoting anything as of late? Or is it just, I don't know. I just find it fascinating.
I know.
You know, that for years, everything's at max capacity. And yeah, you guys fought so hard to try and make more room. And now you got 100 animals total.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It is.
When it comes to numbers of intakes, you're obviously not seeing as much as you used to. I know COVID, that was an outlier for everybody, small businesses, government, everyone has to look at that as like something that, look, that was a freak event. These things happen. But even prior to that, it seemed like the shelter was always saying, you know, hey, if you can keep your animal for a little bit longer, please do. So how many intakes, and I know I'm asking this anecdotally, how many intakes have you seen this year? Because you said great adoption rate right now. What about intakes?
Intakes meaning like strays and surrenders?
Yeah.
I think that they've lowered, but again, we're just getting out of winter. And that always slows some stuff down. But you know, we've been able, I think that strays and surrenders, they have lowered. And, you know, it really just depends. A lot of the stray animals, mostly dogs, but sometimes cats too, will be returned. We've had a lot of return to owners when it comes to the animals.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
That is great.
Yeah.
So is there an animal right now? And Sue, I'll ask you the same thing about cats that you would like to highlight as up for adoption, ready to go out the door. Who would that be?
I think I would say Archie for dogs. He's been there for quite some time. He didn't have the greatest, you know, he came during a weird case that we were talking about before, you know. I won't go into much detail about it, but he's been there for too long. And, you know, animals that are in, lack of a better term, captivity, it's not good for them. Yeah. And, you know, our dog trainer, Marion, has been working really hard working with him. He just needs a specific family. And I think that if more people, you know, I'm sure that they've seen the same photos on the website or on Facebook, things like that, but come meet him, you know, give us a call. Let's get Marion involved. And, you know, he needs a home.
What kind of dog is Archie?
He is an Armenian Gamper, is what we were told.
I don't even know what that is.
I know. And it's very rare. And of course, this is what we were told. We've never done a DNA test. He's a large guardian breed.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I was picturing something a little smaller. No.
No.
He's a big boy, huh?
Very large. And so he would do really well, you know, on a farm, in a field, being worked with, having a job to do, but also being that companion for somebody.
Yeah. Sue, how about cats?
I think, I'm going to highlight Lady.
Lady.
She's, we're going to have a little birthday party for her today. She's 16. I made special little cakes for her. She's still active. She's still playful. She loves catnip. She loves treats, and she's just the sweetest thing.
A long hair or short hair?
She's a long haired.
What color is she?
Gray.
Oh.
She's pretty cute.
Yeah, I had a gray long haired Persian when I was a kid. Her name was Crystal, and she was the meanest cat I ever owned. But for some reason, even if you own those mean cats, you love them. And she's available for adoption right now.
She is. She is. Unfortunately, she'd been adopted, returned several times for different circumstances. This last time, you know, I hopefully it's not her last time to get adopted.
Yeah.
But she's just a delightful old lady.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Now, what should someone really keep in mind before they come down and make that big adoption commitment?
I think really just wondering what you're, you know, think about what you're wanting. I think that what we see a lot, I believe that impulses can be good and, you know, can be negative. There's a pro and con to, you know, an impulse buy, I should say, right? And so, but just really thinking about it, these animals are live beings and they deserve that commitment, you know, just is what they're going to give to you as well.
Yeah.
And there's, with dogs, different breeds do different things and require different stuff. And with cats, I'm, you know, same thing. They have different quirks and long hair, short hair, shedding, you know, it's just stuff like that. Temperament, be prepared, you know, and we're there to help every step of the way with that as well.
And I'll tell you what, you know, when it comes to animals nowadays, I see people going a couple different directions, but there's been this cultural shift, I'd say, within the past 20 years, maybe, where people can really treat these animals really, really well. Almost like kids, you know, they're kind of taking that role. And I say that because when I go home, I walk into a living room that looks like it's got two 2-year-olds in it. Yes. Because there are toys everywhere. And by the way, I don't have 2-year-olds. I've got 3 dogs.
Yeah.
When you vacuum the floor, you take all the toys, you put them inside the bed, you pick the bed up, and all of a sudden I realize how big my living room is.
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible. Sue, how's the Barn Cat program going? You guys operating that still?
Yes. We still have people that want, like, totally feral. Do not touch me type cats. But we also have some people that want the nicer ones that will do a good job mousing. And it's been going pretty good. Some of our transfers were for barn cats.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Now, you get barn cats from out of town, or are you sending barn cats?
Well, we haven't gotten too many in lately. Just, you know, feral cats. So we have taken some from some of the other shelters just so the cats can have a job to do and still live.
Yeah. Well, spring is here, my friend.
Kitten season's coming.
That may change. All right, on that, I got to take a quick commercial break. We're going to have more with our shelter right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Maren, everyone keeps asking, are rates ever going to help buyers?
Actually, yes. I'm Maren Borsheim.
And I'm Nicole Pierce with First Federal Bank and Trust.
Our mortgage rate relief program may lower your mortgage rate up to 1.5% below the current market rate with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage.
That can make a big difference in monthly payments.
If you're buying your primary home, you may qualify.
Funds are limited, so call us today or visit efirstfederal.bank.
First Federal Bank and Trust. Let's get you into your home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Members of Range Telephone Cooperative are invited to attend the 73rd Annual Meeting Saturday, May 2nd at 11 a.m. at Sundance High School Auditorium in Sundance. In-person attendees will be eligible for a variety of door prizes, including a $1,000 grand prize. Now remember, return your registration and ballots today. They look forward to seeing the members during the 73rd Annual Meeting of the Members of Range Telephone Cooperative Incorporated on Saturday, May 2nd at 11 a.m. in Sundance.
You ever feel like your vehicle struck out and left you stranded at the plate? Maybe it's because you went with the wrong part. With quality parts from your hometown locally owned NAPA, you will never have a swing and a miss. Our team works hard making sure you get the right part the first time. When NAPA brings you a big league performance, we bring you reliability, quality, and expertise to keep you in the game. Come see us on Coffeen Avenue in Sheridan. Your car depends on you to step up to the plate.
When someone you love starts needing help, everything changes. Suddenly you're worrying about rides to appointments, meals, chores, and making sure they're okay when you're not there. That's what Synergy Home Care is all about. Real support, real connection, real dignity. From senior in-home care, companionship to memory care, and hospital to home support, and specialized home care, it's care that works around your family. Visit SynergyHomeCare.com or call 674-HOME. That's 674-H-O-M-E. Synergy Home Care, local family-owned home care you can count on.
This public service announcement brought to you by Atlas Chiropractic. Your healing begins when you pick up the phone.
Hello, Tom Hebert here at the Natural History Museum of Wyoming, right here in Sheridan. Have you seen the new dinosaurs on display? We revealed them at our gala, but have you seen them? Stop in and see the new Utah Raptor, the Mayasaurus, the baby T-Rex, and all the other amazing dinosaur fossils we have on display. You can find us on the Sheridan College campus in the Mons Center. The Natural History Museum of Wyoming. See you soon.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting, and this morning we're speaking with Sheridan Dog and Cat Shelter Operations Manager Hannah Edwards and Cat Lead Sue Johnson. Now, flea and tick season, it is here. Hannah, when we're talking about flea and ticks, and this is something that I wanted to talk to you today because it is an important thing for pet owners to remember. I took a dog for a walk. This was a number of years ago. Didn't even think about it. We were going through the tall grass down in Kansas. And holy cow, I think I spent the rest of the day picking ticks off of that poor dog and then off myself. Sheridan County Weed and Pest has alerted us to tick seasons here. So I thought, you know what? I got the shelter right here. Mm-hmm. What do you guys do for fleas and ticks?
They get treated if we see anything on. It's really just depends on the year. Sometimes some dogs will have a lot, you know, our shelter dogs, I should say. And then others, it just depends also on the runs that they have. You know, some runs just have some weeds here and there, and then it's mostly gravel. Others will have some grass, but we do have a really dedicated volunteer that comes and mows for us too. So we don't have to deal with a lot of high grass.
Mm-hmm.
But we get a lot of strays in that can and will be covered in ticks.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. So then we, if we can, we pick them off, if they'll allow us, and then we get them treated for it.
Now, do you guys have like a shampoo, or do you use, cause I know there's this little squeezy thing that you put on the back of their neck.
Yes. I cannot tell you what it is. I can't remember the name unless you do, Sue. It's something that our vet will put on, I believe, on the back of the neck. And then once it seeps in, it should actually kill anything that's on them.
Oh, wow.
And then fall off.
Okay.
Or we can easily pick them off because they're already dead.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I didn't know that stuff could also kill them if they're already there. I thought it was a prevention tool. That's good to know. Now, when we look at families taking their dogs out, things like that, is tall grass just kind of the biggest threat?
I think so. That's where, you know, they're usually just hanging out, or shrubs. You know, they're just, they're everywhere. They're little nasty things.
Yeah. Now, my father once told me there wasn't a lot of fleas in this state. I tend to kind of brag about his intelligence. You guys have seen them.
We've seen not much.
Not a lot.
Yeah.
Mostly on rabbits that
That's
come in.
Right, yeah.
Really?
Yes. Rabbits. Yep.
Because I think a lot of people, you know, they got that old stereotype in their head, the flea bitten dog, right? That's
right.
Been wandering around the train tracks for too long. Finally comes in just covered in fleas. But you don't see that often.
No. Mostly the rabbits that come in is the ones that have the fleas. But usually it's the dogs and cats that come in with ticks.
Ticks.
Yeah.
All right, folks. So you know what to look out for. And are there signs that, you know, if a dog has a tick, do they scratch at it? Do they bite at it? Or do you kind of just have to sit there and go hair by hair and see if they're okay?
I think that the longer that they have it on, that's when you'll see the scratching, the biting. Immediately, you know, probably within the first couple days, they won't even know. And, you know, you won't know until you're, you know, playing with your dog or cat, feeling them, and you're like, oh, what is this bump?
Yeah.
And it's a nasty little thing.
Yeah. We used to pick them off of horses when I was little.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty bad. Sue, are cats kind of the same way? They're not really going to call any attention to it.
You know, I think we've only had one or two cats since I've been there that actually had a tick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cats tend to be a little cleaner than dogs.
We've had a few with fleas, but not very many.
Yeah.
So I don't know why.
Yeah. Maybe dad was right after. Right. All right. Let's talk about some vaccination clinics. The first one's right around the corner. You guys gear up for these every single year. They're a fantastic event. Folks, if you haven't got your dog or cat vaccinated, here is the opportunity. Let's talk about them, Hannah. What's going to be going on?
So the VIRST vaccine clinic starts May 29th. Our vaccine clinics are May through September, and it will be on a Friday once a month during those months. And we offer vaccines for both cats and dogs, distemper and rabies for dogs, and then rabies and FVRCP for cats.
Let's talk about cost. This is a reduced cost, or is it completely free?
It's a reduced cost.
Okay.
So it's $15 per service. So each vaccine, but we also offer Dog City license during that time. And then we're something new that we started last year was microchipping, and that went really, really well. So that's something that we're going to offer again this year.
Hey, you know what? You guys started that last year. This year you had a lot of returns to owner. I'm just saying, maybe it's time you take your animal down there, get a microchip. That's something that you and I talked about last year, because microchips, if you either inherited the animal, maybe you got the animal from a friend, maybe you found it. Because, hey, a little boy finding a dog on the street and all of a sudden they're best friends, you know, how cute is that? Might have a microchip in it. In that case, if I bring him into the vaccination clinic, you do the scan, you find a microchip, how do we fix that?
Absolutely. So if it's your animal and let's say that you didn't adopt it from another shelter, it was a stray, you didn't know it ever had a microchip, we always do a scan first before we microchip any dog or cat, excuse me. And we were able to look up that information for you, and we can tell you what company it's through and then give you that information to register your info onto that microchip.
All right. So you're not sitting, you don't have to add another microchip. We've Correct. Got one in there.
Yes.
Just got to update the information on it. Here's the website. Head over and get it done. A lot of those places last for years. Their databases last for years. So mm-hmm. you don't have to worry about it being, you know, expired or anything.
Right.
Just got to get it updated. All right. Now, one more thing I do want to ask you before I let you go, and that is spay and neuter program. Sometimes you guys have like a what do you call it? Like a voucher or something mm-hmm. that you can help those out there in the community who may not be able to pay the full price for this. This ebbs and flows as well, depending on funding. How do we look this year, Hannah?
We're looking really good this year. We've had quite a few donations for that program specifically come in. And we're sitting really good. And so anybody that has been needing one, of course, this is a low income assistance program, right? So our requirement is an annual income of $35,000 or less. And so as long as you meet those requirements and you live within Sheridan County, we're able to give you one.
All right.
There's no waiting list. We're able to get you in right away.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So someone listening today could be like, we got to get, you know, a little rusty. neutered. I can head down there today and apply.
Absolutely.
All right. Fantastic. Ladies, I'm going to thank you so much for coming in this morning. It's always good to see you. I'm glad to hear that the shelter is doing so well and that people are getting their animals back. I love hearing that. Thank you.
Thank you.
When
thank
we
you.
Return, we're going to speak with Sage Community Arts. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
First home, feeling overwhelmed?
I'm Maren Borsheim.
And I'm Nicole Pierce with First Federal Bank and Trust.
Our mortgage rate relief program may lower your mortgage rate up to 1.5% below the current market rate with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage.
That could mean hundreds saved every month.
If you meet income guidelines, you may qualify to buy your primary residence.
Let's make it simple.
Call us or visit efirstfederal.bank today for all the details.
First Federal Bank and Trust. We're with you every step home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The rodeo is part of who we are. It's our history, our identity. But boy, this is not your granddaddy's rodeo anymore. The YO is bigger, better, and bolder. Larger purses, tougher competition, and a whole lot of family fun. Come for the world champion Indian relay races, high-stakes PRCA action, and a warm welcome unlike anywhere else in the world. Get your tickets at SheridanYORodeo.com.
What if your night out felt like stepping inside a work of art?
Join us for Soiree, the Sage Gala, on May 2nd from 6 to 9 p.m. at the YO Theater. Expect the unexpected.
Live art unfolding before your eyes, music that moves you, curated cocktails, and a crowd that's ready to celebrate creativity.
This isn't just an event, it's an experience.
Tickets are available now through the YO Theater.
Soiree, the most indulgent and elegant night in Sheridan.
Talking with Shan Foster at All Around Canine Training and Country Pet Inn about protection dogs.
That's one of my specialties, actually. It's not in huge demand, but the cool thing is when it is, it's super important.
I'm sure just like with everything else, it's an individual process. Every dog is unique. Every person's unique. The needs Correct. Are all over the place. So one of the things you work on is matching that up.
Correct, yes. If you have kids, if it's a family protection dog versus a single person protection dog, you know, the environment that that person lives in is super, super important. You don't want a dog that's more edgy in a household that might entail a lot of distractions, a lot of activity, versus someone that's maybe an older person that doesn't have a whole lot going on in the house and can afford to have a dog that's a little more alert, receptive to noises and things like that. Very, very, very important to match the right kind of dog in the right environment.
There are different levels of protection dogs, different needs for different situations. Make sure you get the right level of protection at an appropriate price. With help from Shan Foster, learn more at allaroundcanine.com.
Hard water takes a toll on your home and your appliances, but with a Hellenbrand water softening system, you can eliminate the effects hard water has on your home and your family. To learn more, contact your local Hellenbrand dealer or visit Hellenbrand Water Center at hellenbrandwatercenter.com. Helen Brand. See water clearly.
Water Products and Solutions, located at 1909 South Sheridan Avenue in Sheridan, or call 672-7606.
Legacy Diamond and Gems invites you to a special two-day event, May 1st and May 2nd. Celebrate their 62nd anniversary and explore a brand new in-store experience, Great American Gems, featuring gemstones mined right here in the United States, including Wyoming jade and rubies, Montana sapphires and agates, Arizona turquoise, and more. Play gemstone trivia for a chance to win prizes and enjoy refreshments along the way. Join the celebration May 1st and May 2nd, 9:30 to 4 at Legacy Diamond and Gems, 11 North Main Street in downtown Sheridan.
Good morning. Welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. For our second part this morning, I'm joined by Sage Community Arts board members Michelle Forster and Aaron Butler. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good
morning.
Well, how are things at Sage, Michelle?
Fantastic, obviously.
Now, what we're here to talk about is the soiree. I had to kind of hurry and get Jill in here. This is a little late. That's booking for the show's been crazy. Usually I talk about this about a month ahead. This is right around the corner, isn't it?
That's right. It's just Saturday, this Saturday, May 2nd.
How have ticket sales been?
Ticket sales have been typical of Sheridan audiences.
So that means everyone's going to be buying everything on May 1st.
Exactly. Which we are perfectly comfortable with, as long as they buy it.
Now, when we talk about the Sage Soiree, the Sage Gala, how did all of that come together? How did this really get born in the first place, Michelle? Were you there for that?
I was there for that. And actually, Aaron was there for that too. It really was born out of a conversation between me and Jill 5 years ago. We were talking about some type of event that highlighted mastery across disciplines. Uh-huh. At the time, I was the director of the Distillers Guild for Wyoming, and we wanted to give the distillers a place to shine, to get a chance for the Sheridan community to understand what they did, how they did it, and why they did it. And at the same time, marry that excellence with artistic expression and music. So we started this whole idea of how we might bring all of these things together in one event, and perhaps it could also be a fundraiser for the association supporting the artists and the distillers.
So when we look at this soiree, this thing has got arts of just about every medium. You've got performing artists, you've got don't want to say traditional. We'll call traditional artists, paintings, other things like that. And then, of course, you include whiskeys.
Correct. Yes, the art
spirits,
of distillation and mixology, which is an art form in and of itself.
I think only, you know, I don't know if people really look at it like that, and they should.
Agreed. Absolutely. I mean, it's a combination of science and also expression.
Yeah.
You have to understand both equally in this discipline. And Wyoming producers are masters at their craft and ought to be celebrated, just like our visual artists and musicians.
And there's quite a few distillers in the state of Wyoming, isn't there?
There are quite a few. I mean, per capita. You know, there are quite a few everything per capita,
right?
There's probably only 12 total. But the ones that we have in Wyoming have been awarded multiple times across the country for national, international awards. They're very prolific.
Now, when it comes to being featured at the soiree, how do you contact them? Do you have all of them come up, or some of them don't have time? You get what you can.
We get what we can. Yes, exactly. Because I used to run their trade association, it was easy for me to contact them. And we also only have room for a certain number of distillers in the space because there's so many other things going on during the event. Mm-hmm. So we curate the distillers who can get to come. We invite them personally to come each year.
How many do you have this year?
This year we have four. We have Wyoming Whiskey, who is also our headlining sponsor. And they're out of Kirby, Wyoming, but they're now distributed across the world. They're international at this point. Backwards Distilling out of Casper. Brush Creek Distillery out of Saratoga, and Big Lost Meadery out of Gillette. And then additionally, this year we've added something new. We also invited Bison Beverage to come down. Bison Beverage is a beer wholesaler here in Sheridan, and they're pouring exclusive barrel-aged beers.
Oh, wow.
For the event.
That's incredible. So when we talk about, I mean, do they see this as kind of like a big promotional event, or do they see this really as best foot forward? Get out the old barrel. Let's take it down there.
Both, I think. This is an interesting opportunity for them to engage with consumers and to really show people who they are. And again, how they do what they do and for what purpose. So they'll bring a portfolio, they'll taste their portfolio to the audience, but they'll also create cocktails at each of their booths that feature their portfolio. And VIP ticket holders have access to a VIP experience at every distillery booth. So the distiller might bring a bottle that retails for $500, something that most of us will never get our hands on. And anyone who buys a VIP ticket has a chance to taste it.
Wow.
One of our distillers is bringing an absinthe, which is very rare and very difficult to produce, and they'll be serving it in a traditional service style.
That's
for VIP ticket holders only.
Absinthe. I imagine there's no wormwood in that.
I plead the fifth.
All right, let's talk about what's going to be taking place at the YO Theater on May 2nd as far as entertainment, the performance arts, because this is whiskey visual performance. I mean, if there's an art form, it's probably going to be there.
You bet. You bet. And why not spend your entire Saturday enjoying all art forms at once? Of course, the evening, the highlight of the evening is, the operatic entree, and Michelle happens to be one of those fabulous performers. We have a great cast of, opera lovers.
Yes. Yes, we do. We have two singers from Opera Wyoming, the people who founded Opera Wyoming, the only opera company in the state. And they will be here. And then myself and Ryan Landis, who many people know, is also a wonderful singer who lives here in Sheridan, will be singing. And then we have a pianist from the Basin who's coming over.
You know, the first year this happened, I can remember everybody saying that that was the highlight of the whole event. I don't think people expected that level of performance to be here. But Ryan Landis and yourself, you're both here. And now we've got even others kind of coming in. Have you noticed kind of like the reverberation of this event going out among performers of opera within the state of Wyoming, where they're saying, is soiree becoming a thing for them?
Gosh, I hope so. It certainly is the point.
Yeah.
And we have heard from some singers in other parts of the state who hear about it and ask, can we participate? And the truth is, we'd love to have everybody. We just don't have the budget for everybody.
Right.
It's really important to us that the artists are paid for this event. So as long as we have the budget for it, we invite as many people to participate as we can. We have a lot of really wonderful opera singers in Wyoming, but, you know, we're all really spread apart and sort of hidden in the woodwork. And soiree as a future conceptualization, we might like to expand it into something that would be able to welcome more performers into the event.
And I think one of the coolest parts about it is it's not only kind of a highlight of really high-end performances, art, spirits, but this is a primary fundraiser.
Correct.
For Sage Community Arts. So let's talk about some other ways that people can participate in helping to fund one of the greatest organizations I've ever actually had the chance to talk about, because And the reason I say that is because Sage Community Arts, if you're an artist, all you have to do is go down, become a member, and you've got a gallery, and you've got support, and you've got classes, and you've got all this infrastructure that's been built around you, around a local artist. And I think it's really highlighted a bunch of careers and people who may have maybe even struggled in the past. Now they're like, I got a wall. And that's amazing for artists. So let's talk about the auctions that are going to be taking place during this. Correct me if I'm wrong, Aaron. You got a silent auction.
Correct.
And a paddle raise.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. So in years past, we've had sort of a live auction element as well, which has started at the, so I should mention that in the course of the evening with the VIP ticket, you have your own sort of a kickoff experience, we'll call it, over at Sage. And that will has in the past featured a live auction. This year, we are featuring Michelle, which sounds way better to me than a live auction. So yes, there will be a paddle raise throughout the course of the evening. Also, of course, the silent auction will be available. There will also be artwork for sale. And naturally, just even if you're not feeling compelled in any of those ways to give, you can simply just give. Maybe you can't come. Perhaps, you know, you're not available this weekend, but you still want to support Sage. There's so many ways to do that. Easy to just go to the website and click on the donate button, or of course, contact Jill. And as you mentioned, Sage is such a prolific organization. It's quite old as well. I think it's what, 53 maybe?
I want to say 53. Yeah. I also think it's worth mentioning one of the live auction pieces that will be auctioned off right before the paddle raise is was created by Nancy Buning, who's a very beloved, now passed away, art teacher who spent 40 years of her career teaching in the Sheridan school system, but also was a founding member of Sage.
Oh, wow.
Well over 50 years ago. So yes, it is. It's an old organization that has been serving this community for a very long time.
That's incredible. And the reason I say that is because I've lived in a lot of different places, and I will admit I haven't been as involved in those cities and towns as I am here, but Sage seems pretty unique among organizations, among 501c3s within the entire state. I imagine there's probably other organizations like this in bigger cities. Mm-hmm. I think we're just very lucky to have such a thing here locally. Now, let's talk about what is included with each ticket. We've talked about the VIP tickets and the special things that you that will come with that. Can you just highlight those for me one more time, please?
Of course. So the primary benefit for the VIP ticket is the separate reception at the Sage Gallery right before the main event. So that takes place at 5 p.m. At 6 p.m., the main event starts at the Wild Theater. So during the VIP reception in Sage, we're featuring our headlining sponsor, Wyoming Whiskey, and we're creating a couple cocktails from their portfolio. We also have food from Verdello, and there is a very short musical offering from myself and Christy Dooley and Allison Dooley, who will be playing violin and flute.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be really beautiful. And then at the main event, VIP ticket holders also have access to these premium experiences at each distiller's booth. So they'll have an opportunity to taste something or experience something that no other ticket holder has access to during the main event.
Now, what about a regular ticket holder? Someone who's like, you know what? I want to be able to experience this, but I don't want to spend that kind of money.
Absolutely.
What will they get?
Absolutely. The main event, ticket holders general admission, starts at 6 p.m. We go until about 9 o'clock, and that gives you access to tasting all of the whiskey and the Bison beverage beer for the evening, as well as the cocktails at the distiller's booths. And we've had this event catered by Brenton Bistro. Food is quite delicious.
It's amazing. Yeah. Yes.
The general admission ticket, also the VIP ticket, includes the entire experience. There's nothing extra you need to pay for to experience the evening. If you wish to give money for the paddle raise and the live auction, silent auction, that would be wonderful. But the entertainment, the food, the drinks is all included in that ticket.
Now, this sounds like a black tie affair.
It certainly can be. Yes.
It can be.
Yes.
Aaron, you and I are always kind of talking about, what do we call it? Wyoming fancy. There's a certain type of Wyoming fancy, and that's about as fancy as my dad gets.
Yeah.
It's this, but to him, that's fancy. Nice bolo tie. He's got his suit on. Mm-hmm. I think that thing comes out maybe once every 5 years. So what's the dress code?
Yeah, there is no code, but certainly it's an opportunity for anyone to wear something they maybe don't get to wear often. I have seen some of Michelle's dresses as well as Jill's, and they are going to be phenomenally dressed. I would honestly say it's so much fun.
Yeah.
Like, the bigger, the better. There is like literally no limit to the fabulousness that you can adorn yourself with and not feel comfortable. Like, you'll feel 100% like you fit in.
This is an art show, folks.
Yeah.
Be part of the art.
Similarly, right, though, like you mentioned, if that's not your jam, you know, come as you are. We certainly want people to enjoy themselves and have a great evening. But as you just mentioned, as Michelle has highlighted, it's you can be part of the art, you know, mm-hmm. wear something beautiful. Clothing is also art.
Yes, that's absolutely. Right. Mm-hmm. And that is something that we do talk about often whenever we have an event like this, the soiree, and there's some other galas that happen around here, but you don't often get the opportunity to break out that really nice dress. Mm-hmm. And this is a fantastic opportunity to do that. So if I wanted to purchase a ticket, where do I need to go? What do I need to do?
Well, wildtheater.com. You can get your tickets there. You can also walk into the box office from noon to five, or show up the day of.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll be are ready. Not shy about that at all. No. We'd love to have you.
In advance, however, is preferred.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now let's talk about that deadline, because it is Sheridan, and yes. there, we all kind of wait to the last minute, and I will admit I'm in that pool. What's the deadline? Can tickets be purchased at the door?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yes. Let me just talk to Sheridan for a minute. Say, y'all, if you go anywhere else outside of this town and try to buy tickets to an event, then they might not be available.
It's probably not happening.
Like, just be a good patron of the arts and buy your ticket in advance. I beg you. I beg you to do that.
We beg you, please. Yes.
Well, I'm just
however, if you
know.
Have not planned well, and or you get a whim, or you're not certain how your day is going to go, and you do happen to be able to come, absolutely, please buy them online, or you can just show up at the door and purchase your ticket. VIP experience might be a little different, so if that's something you're really interested in, for sure, that's something you want to buy in advance.
How many VIP tickets are there? Is there a limit to those?
The limit is 50.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's probably not much left. We're pretty late. So if you want that VIP experience, folks, and it sounds really unique, and if you love spirits, then this is the soiree for you. Get those tickets sooner rather than later, because you don't want to miss out. Also, remember to save a little bit for the art that's going to be on display out there. You can actually purchase some of that. Take it home with you. Once again, Michelle, I think you and I have had a visit before. I could almost guarantee it. But I think it was back when you were working with the...
Distillers.
Yes. So... when you were conceptualizing with Jill this entire thing, is this kind of exactly what you were envisioning when you guys were sitting around brainstorming, or has it become more?
Conceptually, yes. It has absolutely become more than what we envisioned in the beginning. And I think anytime you have a vision for something that's really very personal and speaks deeply to your values and passions, it becomes something bigger if you move through the evolution of that event with those values in mind. So our initial value was to highlight Wyoming producers and artisans in whatever way we could and bring them together in a collaborative way and celebrate them in the community. We were really committed to that vision. What it has become is now also a primary fundraiser for a very beloved arts organization. And it's also become a favorite event of distillers and, of course, our musicians as well. It's become something of a looked forward to event in the community as well. Sheridan really embraced the event, and we didn't know that they would initially. Mm-hmm. In fact, it was really hard to describe initially. It was hard to describe to the board members what we were trying to do. It was hard to describe to the distillers what we were trying to do. And once we finally showed them what it was, and everybody really came around it. So definitely has taken on a life of its own.
Aaron, were you on the board?
At the time, no. I'm fairly new to the board. What, this is our second year? Yeah. No.
But, I mean, you deal with this kind of stuff all the time, mm-hmm. really. Mm-hmm. This is literally your wheelhouse.
It's, yes.
So, you know, when it comes to, like, describing this mm-hmm. to somebody, what would you call this?
How would I call it? Oh, gosh. I would call it, like a walking arts event. So lots of opportunity for different kinds of arts experiences throughout multiple spaces. And you get to hear and experience and taste and feel like all these senses that we use to experience not only the world, but art as well. So that's going to sort of like, everything is going to be lit up and highlighted in those palettes. And it's fun. You know, one thing we haven't mentioned is that at the end of the evening, Paul Radzi and his band, Carte Blanche, he always has a new name.
He's very creative.
He is true. I love it.
It's evolving.
It's evolving. He will be performing at the end of the evening. Mm-hmm. So again, sort of just like lots of different ways to experience and enjoy. And the other thing that I really like about it is that in terms of like opera, not always the most accessible live performing arts form, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in this format, super accessible, super fun. You're gonna be blown away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's shorter than if you were to go to an opera, like a live opera.
Right.
So what a fun way to sort of dip your toe into that particular art form. And experience with a bunch of other people. That's the best part about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the fact that you pointed out that it was fun, because I'll say I had some associates, some friends attend one of these, and holy cow, they couldn't stop talking about this event. Number one, it was the singing. That was the first thing they wanted to point out.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they were honestly blown away. So real quick, I've run out of time with you. Aaron, one more time. Where can I get tickets, my friend?
Well, yotheater.com or at the YO Theater box office. We'd love to see you, and we hope to see you at the event.
All right. Yes. Ladies, thank you both so much for taking the time to come in and speak with me this morning. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Ready to level up your career?
At First Federal Bank and Trust, our people are our greatest strength, and we're hiring full and part-time tellers to join our team.
Enjoy great pay, outstanding benefits, and a culture that empowers and supports you every step of the way.
Because at First Federal, we invest in you with the tools, training, and opportunities to grow both personally and professionally.
Take the next step at eFirstFederal.bank and discover a career that truly invests in you.
First Federal Bank and Trust is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, I'm Kurt Lair, and I'm excited to tell you that I've joined the Midas team here in Sheridan. When's the last time your vehicle had a checkup? Midas does it all. Brakes, alignments, oil changes, suspension, AC service, tires, batteries, check engine diagnostics, and full routine maintenance. Basically, if it's part of your vehicle, we can fix it and save you some money doing it. Save $80 on tires right now, and you can get free wiper blades with any premium oil change. Make Midas your one-stop shop. Midas Tire and Auto in Sheridan.
Are you a CNA looking for meaningful experience in a unique setting? Join the long-term care team at Sheridan Greenhouse, where staff strive to create loving homes where individuals live dignified, fulfilling lives. Here, CNAs start as elder care technicians and can advance to elder care specialist and even elder care coordinators with pay increases along the way. Not licensed yet? Enrollment for Sheridan College's next CNA class closes March 10th. Apply at SheridanHospital.org/careers or email recruiting@SheridanHospital.org for more information.
Looking for something rock solid fun this weekend? Don't miss the third annual Sheridan Gem Mineral and Rock Show at the Ramada Plaza, one of the most talked about rock shows in the state. Explore incredible finds like rough rock, amethyst, fossils, gemstones, stunning handmade jewelry. Crack open your own geode. Bring the kids for interactive fun and treasure hunts. The Sheridan Gem Mineral and Rock Show is this Saturday and Sunday at the Ramada Plaza. Check their ad in this week's Country Bounty for the Sheridan Gem Mineral and Rock Show at the Ramada Plaza.
From Billings to Buffalo, this is the News Talk Station, FM 103.9 and 930 AM, KROE.
KROE, Sheridan.